Between 2009 and 2013, the number of earthquakes in the middle of the United States jumped 11-fold compared to the previous 30 years. Were these occurring naturally, or is something else going on? Geologists suspect new energy extraction techniques could be the cause. New extraction technologies have created a recent energy production boom. That boom takes massive amounts of water. During the hydrofracking process, brine and chemical-laced water is forced between rock layers, opening cracks to release natural gas. Water is also used to force oil from wells that no longer produce without additional pressure. After being used, the contaminated water is commonly disposed of by being injected into the ground elsewhere. Earthquakes have been known to follow brine water disposal since the 1960s. A classic case in Denver tracked earthquakes following water disposal at Rocky Mountain Arsenal. Scientists have also linked a number of quakes from Ohio to Colorado with below-ground injection. A quake large enough to vibrate objects off tables and knock things over was recorded on the Wilzetta Fault by University of Oklahoma scientists. An active injection well was located about 600 feet from the fault, creating pressures 10 times greater than normal. A swarm of earthquakes at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport was tied to a disposal site less than a half mile away. In 2011, Ohio geologists traced quakes in Youngstown, Ohio, to a nearby disposal well. Geothermal drilling, water dams, solution salt mining, and rock quarrying have also been known to trigger earthquakes. Is earthquake damage an acceptable consequence of energy production? The public will have to decide what risk it's willing to take. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.